All right, Devin Simonson. Yeah, man, look, you were briefly leading. Third overall for a while. I don't know if anybody told you that on your team. Finished sixth overall. Hometown race, your best 250 Supercross ride really ever. Good job, man.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, like you said, best ride ever. Man, I do wish that I could have stayed in the lead for a bit longer rather than just two turns or whatever, but it was still cool to be up there, experience that, and yeah, stayed third for a while. I don't know exactly the time, whatever, but no, I didn't know I was third overall, and then until I got in the tunnel, and my mechanic was like, oh yeah, dude, you were third overall for like over half the race, and I was like, what? Yeah. So, yeah, I ended up losing it by a lot, like 5 or 6 points, so whatever. Still six on the night. Yeah, it was a great, great day.
Yeah, I mean, something to build on, right? You've got to a strong start anyways. Move forward both races. Yeah. This one, yeah, again, the first one was good from moving forward. Like, you were pretty far back. So, yeah. Like, yeah, a nice season building here.
Yeah, no, I'm stoked on it. And honestly, can't thank club enough. I think they've definitely changed my career trajectory a bit. So, for the better, obviously. So, I'm stoked on it.
Dude, what was the track like trying to get through all those ruts? And, like, fuck me, man. It looked like... Well, 450 guys especially had some moments, but it couldn't have been easy, like kind of trying to guess which one to do at which time, I guess, which rhythm, right?
Yeah, but honestly, like, as far as the rhythms go for the 250 class, it wasn't bad. Like, okay. I think we got pretty much prep every race for the beginning. The turns were definitely chewed for race three, but no, I wasn't too bad. And then okay. I think a lot of it, too, is I rode the 450 here the last time, so... And it was a triple crown, so I experienced that. So yeah. Maybe it's not as bad to me as some others, but it was still gnarly. And, dude, like midway through the first race, my quads, both of them started locking up, cramping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I couldn't even get off the bike in the tunnel. Like, it was bad. So I came back. I got some BioFreeze right here in my locker and just lathered them up before both of the second two. And, yeah, got it done.
Yeah, so overall, like, you've been a nice story, like we talked about, and with the team taking you. You've been training there for a few years. They didn't always take you to World Supercross, but not really sure, different points. So it's got to be nice to, like, I feel like, reward Brandon and everybody with, you know, the shot that they kind of gave you, which, you know, was a little unexpected.
No, yeah, for sure. And to kind of go off that, like, I went to club to train. I didn't go there to try to get on the team or anything like that. I simply thought it was the best place to be for me to get better and take the next step. So that's what I went there for. And then when they were kind of, you know, chirping to me that maybe I could get a spot on the team, I was like, dude, what, you know? And like you said, if you go back and look at my results, like,
yeah.
I probably shouldn't have had that, but I think it's working out now, and yeah, I'm stoked to keep building.
But even after last summer, or last season, you put a couple top 10s, right?
Yeah.
Field was a little depleted, but whatever, you put in some good rides. That didn't mean anything was guaranteed, right?
No, yeah, nothing was guaranteed. After Salt Lake City, Brandon was like, oh yeah, let's have a talk, you know, in the coming weeks about, you know, maybe next year, and yeah, so the talks were there, but nothing was signed up until, shoot, like October or something. So it was
maybe after I was yelling about it on the show one time.
Yeah, probably so. No, but all in all, I'm stoked and thankful.
And just a huge contract, massive money, right?
Yeah, massive money. No, they're doing what they can, but yeah.
But you've got to perform top 10s or higher, right, to really make some money?
Yeah, I have some good incentives as well, even for next year. So if I keep doing what I'm doing, I'll be okay.
Awesome. Well, hey, man, really good job. I know Weej was really pumped on you talking about it on the broadcast. So keep it up. Good job. Hometown race, man. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it, Steve.
Oh, Birmingham, you know what I mean.
Yeah, same thing.
Oh, pulp sticker. Yeah, your life's changed since we did this, right?
Yeah, I mean, pulp haircut, everything. Life's changed, dude, for the better. Let's go.